Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Creator of the stars of night, your people's everlasting light, O Christ, Redeemer of us all, we pray you hear us when we call. In sorrow that the ancient curse should doom to death a universe, you came, O Savior, to set free your own inglorious liberty. When this old world drew on toward night, you came, but not in splendor bright, not as a monarch, but the child of Mary, blameless mother mild.
Hear the word of the Lord, O nations, declare it to the distant lands. Behold, our Savior will come. You need no longer fear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Kyrie eleison.
Christe eleison.
Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. May our prayer of petition rise before you, we pray, O Lord, that with purity unblemished we, your servants, may come, as we desire, to celebrate the great mystery of the incarnation of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The desert and the parched land will exult. The steppe will rejoice and bloom. They will bloom with abundant flowers and rejoice with joyful song. The glory of Lebanon will be given to them, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the hands that are feeble, make firm the knees that are weak. Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God, he comes with vindication. With divine recompense he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then will the lame leap like a stag, then the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools in the thirsty ground, springs of water. The abode where jackals lurk will be a marsh for the reed and papyrus. A highway will be there, called the Holy Way. No one unclean may pass over it, nor fools go astray on it. No lion will be there, nor beast of prey go up to be met upon it. It is for those with a journey to make, and on it the redeemed will walk. Those whom the Lord has ransomed will return and enter Zion singing, crowned with everlasting joy. They will meet with joy and gladness. Sorrow and mourning will flee. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our God will come to save us.
Our God will come to save us.
I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Our God will come to save us. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Behold, the King will come, the Lord of the earth, and he himself will lift the yoke of our captivity. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One day, as Jesus was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was with him for healing. And some men brought on a stretcher a man who was paralyzed. They were trying to bring him in and set him in his presence. But not finding a way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and lowered him on the stretcher through the tiles into the middle in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "As for you, your sins are forgiven." Then the scribes and Pharisees began to ask themselves, "Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who but God alone can forgive sins?" Jesus knew their thoughts and said to them in reply, "What are you thinking in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the one who was paralyzed, "I say to you, rise, pick up your stretcher, and go home." He stood up immediately before them, picked up what he had been lying on, and went home, glorifying God. Then astonishment seized them all, and they glorified God, and struck with awe, they said, "We have seen incredible things today." The Gospel of the Lord. First, I must apologize to St. Nicholas for not celebrating his optional memorial today, but I'll give him a shout out. There's so many things going on this week with the Immaculate Conception, I believe St. Ambrose, that I thought we need to start Monday with purple. We need to start with some deep Advent today, but St. Nick, I will get you next year. When we look at the readings today for the second week of Advent, Monday, it's always good to say, "Why is this an Advent reading?" Or, "Jesus, show me how this is an Advent reading, and how it's going to help prepare me for the coming of Christ, the renewal at Christmas." And in praying with that, the images that came to mind came right out of the prophet Isaiah and from Baruch yesterday. Images about valleys being filled in, mountains being made low, and a highway being formed that leads to God so that the King can also come to us. And in a very strange but very fulfilling way, that's exactly what's happening in the gospel. That's why this is an Advent reading. Jesus is in one place, and the most in need, the man who couldn't walk, who was lame, is in another, and they needed to create a highway to our God. So they filled in the valleys and took down the mountains, the roof, the tiles, lowered him, the man, in front of Jesus, removed all obstacles between Jesus the healer and the man. And therefore, it's an image of Advent. Between now and Christmas, we're invited to remove obstacles, to fill in valleys and take down mountains and create a highway so people can have easy access to Jesus the healer. What does that mean for each of us? We'll have to meditate upon. What are the obstacles and how can we tear through them? That does not mean setting aside, like, say, essentials of the faith and saying, oh, it's just Jesus. We're not removing doctrine. We're not removing dogma. We're not removing the real things that are holding people back from healing. But we need to help people and ourselves, understand what it is that's in between. There's a path of holiness for every person on this planet. Everyone, from this day forward, no matter the sins of the past, no matter the state of life, but there is a way, a highway between that person and Jesus, whether they like it or not, whether they're open to it or not. There are things that need to get filled in, things that need to get brought down, tough decisions that need to be made, and it takes a team like it did for the men who brought the man on the stretcher to Jesus. You can see we don't have to do this alone. That's the good news. There is a highway for everyone. And when we say we want to get to Jesus, we also have to be very practical and say, well, what do I do today? Like, where is Jesus today? We're talking about places and people and the means for encountering him. That's why our tabernacles are so important. They brought in the paralytic and they set him in his presence, it says. We can bring people, we can create a highway, an on-road for people to come to our churches and to simply be in the presence of Jesus. Our tabernacles, our baptistries, our confessionals are very important places of encounter. How do we get people there? There is a highway for everyone, and it takes a team. And this is an Advent reading because people believed that getting a sick sinner in front of Jesus would do something. We've got a few weeks until Christmas to create that highway for others. Let us offer our prayers to our Heavenly Father. For our Holy Father and our bishops, that through the intercession of St. Nicholas, their leadership and example will inspire all members of the church to be generous toward those in need, we pray to the Lord. For our government leaders, that they will be granted wisdom from God in the decisions they make for the good of our nation. Let us pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life and for the protection of all human life from the moment of conception to the moment of natural death, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For all those who support the mission of Relevant Radio, and especially for the members of the St. Nicholas Legacy Society for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. We offer you these our prayers, merciful and loving Father. We ask that your Holy Spirit guide us through Advent. And we make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God, of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For we assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we proclaim, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church, spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening
Behold
to Holy
the
Mass
Lamb of
on
God,
Relevant
behold
Radio.
Him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Come, O Lord, visit us in peace, that we may rejoice before you with a blameless heart. Spiritual Communion Prayer. I wish, my Lord, to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray, for even now as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Saint
Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast out Satan and all evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. The prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Hello, I am so happy to be speaking to you.
Oh, thank you. It makes two of us.
I just want to tell you very quickly, I have not been involved in my Catholic faith since I was a young girl. I am 55, and I came across a radio station, Relevant Radio, while traveling in my car, which I do for work, and I got hooked, especially your show. I listen to it daily, whether I get it live or on podcast.
Awesome.
And I'm back in the church, so thank you.
Awesome. Boy, that makes me so happy.
Yeah, thank you.
How did you mentioned that you found the radio program. How did you find it? How did you find Relevant Radio?
Oh, I'm one of those people where I'm listening to the radio. I can't find anything that I really like. So I keep hitting that select button. And something somebody was saying caught my ear. And I kept it on my radio for days. And I travel. I spend hours in my car every day. And then my 23-year-old daughter must have gotten the car and switched it. But I downloaded the app, you know.
Ah.
And now I've got it all the time. I absolutely love it, and I love your show.
Thank you.
The information I get from your show.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Donate now to support the work of Relevant Radio.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Recurring gift partners provide a stable source of income for Relevant Radio, helping to reduce both expense and dependency on pledge drives, allowing us to focus on our programs and future needs. Join our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society today at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app, or call 1-877-291-0123. 1-877-291-0123.